Multi-platinum rock star Eddie Money takes viewers home every Sunday night in his brand new Access TV all-new original reality series, Real Money. The program captures the daily lives of the Money family, which includes Eddie, Lori, his wife of over 30 years, their five kids, Zach, Joe, Jesse, Dez, and Julian, and eight pets as they live, laugh, bicker, and rock through their lives. Eddie Money's top 40 hits include Take Me Home Tonight, Shaken, Think I'm in Love, I Want to Go Back, and many, many more. The new show, Real Money, premieres this Sunday, April 8th at 9:30 on the Access Cable Network, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Eddie Money to the roundtable this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Thank you so much. Heard a lot of great things about the roundtable, and thanks so much for having me on the air, and continued success. A lot of people, I got a lot of my friends listening to the show. I got to say hi to Jermaine. I got to say hi to Peter and to Carol. They love your show, and I give them a shout out.
Well, thank you. That's very, very nice of you. Now, at what point do they come to you and say, Eddie, we think your life could be a reality show?
Well, I did this thing called Where Are They Now for Oprah Winfrey, and it was going really well. But then I went up to my son's room and I found a bottle of vodka under his bed. And being a retired alcoholic, I had a fit. And they captured it all on camera. And they thought it would be really great television. So I don't know. They started, we got this guy named Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. He's got this Access TV. And they started filming us. My wife still looks good. And my son's got a very promising career with his own band. I thought he'd help the kids out. And it'd be a lot of fun to get on television.
So I think that's an interesting aspect to this, is you think it'll help the kids out because it gives them great they're in front of a lot of eyeballs, aren't they? Great exposure.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, these days kids don't sell records. They don't even put CD players in cars these days. It's all about Twitter and Instagram and email and Facebook. So, now my son, Dez Money, D-E-Z, Money. You can Google his music. He's very talented. My son Julian is a great drummer. My daughter's a great singer. And it's a lot of fun getting out there and playing with the kids. You know, my wife comes out on the road, and I'd rather get room service than have to get out and take the garbage out of her and clean the counters in the morning, you know?
Although, that's an aspect of the show, isn't it? Of how you all deal with the mundane aspects of life.
Yeah, the kids got a rock band, and I'm here. We got a house in a gated community. I wish I got along better with the neighbors, but they're not really crazy about me. But hey, all in all, it's a great. We're living in California. I'm on the road a lot. I still got my health. I've been sober for 9 years, and I tell you, the big guy upstairs has been very good to me, and I got a lot to be thankful for.
Okay, I don't know the particulars, but who wouldn't want Eddie Money as a neighbor?
All these guys, I'm living in HOA, and half these guys are from New Zealand, they're from like Australia, they're from London, they're from Germany, and I tell you, they got nothing better to do but to pick on me. I can't figure the whole thing out,
But is it like noise complaints? Is it just parties going on, or is it just like parking on the lawn?
It's like too many cars in the driveway,
They
just got nothing better to do with their mundane, tedious life. But you know what? It's all for the better. You know what I'm saying? I got not all the number. There's a couple of grumpy ones. Just like any neighborhood, you're going to get a couple of grumps. You know that.
Now, tell me if you think this is true, but I mean, someone who's been able to stay in this business, stay relevant in this business for as long as you have, says a lot, doesn't it? I mean, yes, you've had your ups and downs, but my God, you're still out there, you're still doing your thing, and that is an incredible testament to you and to the music, don't you think?
Well, I think that's great. I mean, losing people like Prince and Tom Petty and Glenn Frey, I mean, I feel good. I'm in good health. I still got all my hair. My weight's down a little bit. And we go out there and play the hits. Baby, Hold On and Take Me Home Tonight. Two Tickets, Think I'm in Love, Shaking, Want to Go Back. I mean, I got a lot of great songs, and people still love to hear them. And I love getting out there and playing them. And I'm selling T-shirts, making money for Pets for Vets, and the kids are on the road with me, and I really feel blessed that I can still do all this, you know?
So when did you make the conscious decision to make the kids, to bring the kids in? Has that always been an aspect, or did that, so something that has evolved, or a conscious decision to say, oh, you know what, if we're going to do this and keep going, let's do it as a family?
Well, you know what? I never really thought my kids were going to get in the music business or not. Like my son, my middle son, Joe, he went to Berklee School of Music for guitar. Then he doesn't play guitar anymore. He's into this dubstep music, which I don't really understand. My other son, Desmond, he started writing his own material, and I was pleasantly surprised about 5 years ago when he gave me a CD, and the material was really, really good. And Jessica loves to sing. She's been singing on stage since she's a little girl. And, I mean, as long as the kids are having fun and they're staying out of trouble. And, if, you know, I'm like a typical dad. You know, I do anything. I do what I can to help my kids out, you know. And they're good kids. And, you know, the neighbors not might like them, but I love them.
Because one of the things that most musicians, and I'm sure there was a time in your life where this was the case, where they feel, oh, you know what, I'm always on the road, I'm not spending enough time with my family. But obviously, if you bring your family with you, that makes it easier.
It makes it easier, but I've been on the road a lot. You figure, I mean, I've been on the road since like 1977.
Right.
So a lot of these kids have been on the road with me because living out of a suitcase because my wife likes to travel with me. So these kids, you know, when it comes to, you know, they've been all over the world. You know, they've been to Japan. They've been to Australia. But they love being home. They love, you know, they still got all their friends. And they're very normal kids. You know, they're not doing a bunch of drugs and they're not getting DUIs. And they're all, I mean, I'm glad that all the kids still live home because to tell you the truth, I can keep an eye on them. You know, I like to make sure. I've had friends of mine, their kids got DUIs, and other friends of mine, they, you know, their kids got into some bad things. And, you know, I'm a typical dad. I worry about the health and success of my children. And my wife is great. So, I don't, you'll check it out. Just go to The Real Money, the TV show Access. It's pretty good. It's like, it's very authentic, and it shows the way we really are, you know?
So they do things on the show, like they make you do things. Like, so you're having basically a therapy session on horseback. Am I right on that?
Well, the horseback thing, they knew I didn't like horseback riding. And
all
they
right.
gave me the biggest horse. I mean, they gave me the biggest horse. I started feeding this old dog some apples, and the cameras were on, and I'm looking at the horse, petting them on the nose, and I'm going, cheer up. Why the long face? I thought,
there you go. Comedy.
There's a couple of things that I think that are pretty funny in the show, and you know, it's interesting. It's kind of like, you know, you'll get a kick out of it. You know, I talked to some parents and watching this reality show I got, they said it really reminds me a lot of what's happening around here in their own household because it's just the family at home talking, fighting. You know, my daughter turned around and wrecked the car, and I didn't even know she wrecked it. I was wondering why I wasn't in the dark driveway. And I get off on the road, and I'm looking at this brand-new Jeep Cherokee that she wrecked. She ran into a wall. She wasn't even high or anything. She's just stupid. So all of a sudden, I'm home, and I'm looking at this wrecked car, and they got the cameras on me, and I didn't realize they were shooting it on film, but I was going crazy, you know? I was like $12,000 damage. Come on, it's crazy, you know? It's bad enough that her insurance is high enough because she's under 30 years old, and she goes out and wrecks the car. I mean, I ain't Billy Joel. How am I going to pay for all this insurance?
She wasn't high. She was just stupid. There you go. So when you think about just that idea of you didn't know the cameras were rolling. So is that does that become an invasion? Did you have to get used to the cameras being around you all the time?
Well, the thing is one of my, you know, like let me give you an example. I'm a little authoritarian, like most dads. You have to be with the 5 kids. And
sure.
As soon as they put the microphones on my daughter and my wife, and the mics and phones were all on the 3 of us, I noticed that the girls thought they can get away with murder. I'm going, you know, the way they were talking to me, going, oh, if this microphone wasn't on, I'd give you a, you know. But it's funny. But, you know, everybody changes when the microphone's on you. But, I mean, you'll get a kick out of the show. I mean, there's some really stupid, crazy things happening. But... And it's a lot of families can relate to it. I mean, it's no different than, you know, it's like, you know, getting a flat tire and not knowing how to use the jack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get a phone call from the one, you know, it's just, it's very typical stuff. You know, I think my kids are kind of dysfunctional, but they're not dysfunctional to the point where they're driving everybody crazy. But when they don't take the garbage out, or, you know, they don't put the dishes in the sink, or they don't clean their rooms, to me, this is a dysfunctional human being. I'm sorry.
Well, but what is functional, right? And especially if you compare your life and what you've done to what we think of as a stereotypical rock and roll wife. Well, you've been married for 30 years. You have the kids. Everybody's doing okay. I mean, that's much different than the horrible stories we hear.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I went through the soccer with the kids, and I went through all the dance recitals. I've been through all that. I should get a gold medal because it's over.
Yes, you should. You
now
should get
I'm
a
waiting
gold
for
medal.
This to happen. I think, you know, my middle son's going to get married, and he's going to have a baby, and I got to go through this all again, raising the grandkids. But, you know, it's a cycle of life. I mean, God has been good to everybody. We live in the greatest country in the world. This show on TV, Real Money on Access TV on Sunday nights, I think everybody's going to kick it. I've got so many great fans out there, and I love my fans, and I love what I do. And I tell everybody I take my wife to church every Sunday, but you know what? It's the only nap I get all week.
There you go. There you go. You know, the great thing about the show, I saw the first two episodes, and it just seems, now obviously, you know, it's edited, I understand that, but every scene, you're just shot out of a cannon. I mean, you're on it. You're very high strung.
You know, I really am because, I don't get loaded or anything. You know, I guess I drink coffee, but I'm just always wired. I mean, I get up, I go to bed at 10:30 at night, and all of a sudden I'm up at 4:30 in the morning.
Good Lord, what were you like high?
Sports Center. You know, it's like, I don't even know, but, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I drank so much and smoked so much pot in the 70s and the early 80s. I think I'm still high. What are you going to do?
Yeah. You know? But what were you like high? My God, were you were functional, but...
You know, it's kind of like Live from Betty Ford. It's the Yeti Money Show. What am I going to say?
There you go. Yeah, there you go. But the kids, I assume, learn lessons from you. I mean, we see this in the show, but I assume that was the case in real life, too, that you have made, you make no secrets about your life. This is what I did. These are the mistakes I made. And maybe you, kids, right, can learn from these errors and places where I screwed up.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I never talked about me. I mean, I wound up snorting fentanyl, the stuff that killed Prince and it killed Tom. Excuse me, killed Tom Petty. And I really didn't want the kids to know that I had a major drug overdose and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, eventually they're all in their 20s, and I mean, they never realized when they were growing up that I had a major drug overdose. And I never stuck a needle in my arm. I was just drinking vodka one night, and I snorted, and I thought I was snorting cocaine, and it turned out to be this horrible synthetic like heroin, and it really threw my lights out. I killed the sciatic nerve in my left leg and blew out my kidneys. I couldn't walk for 10 months. It was a very traumatic experience. And the kids didn't really know about it until the last, maybe the last 7 or 8 months, you know?
Do you look back on that time and say, how the hell did I survive that? Why am I alive?
You know, it's really crazy because I remember when I had the drug overdose and I was in a semi-catatonic state and I was on the operating table when they were trying to save my life. And Baby Hold On was on the radio. And I'm looking up at these doctors, and they all got masks on and stuff like that. And they start singing Baby Hold On. And they got the one that doctor says, this is Eddie Money. That's his song on the radio. I'm telling you, it was like a bad dream.
Yeah, a nice surgical sing-along. That's what you need. Well,
can you imagine that? I mean, I'm on the operating table, you know, ODing on fentanyl, and Baby Hold On is on the radio. Whoa, that's crazy.
Eddie Money, you are endlessly entertaining, as is the new show Real Money, premiering this Sunday, April 8th at 9:30 on Access. Eddie Money, what a great pleasure to have you on the program. We love having you. Hopefully you'll come back when the new season comes around, and have a great time along the way.
Well, WAMC has always been very good to me. You guys have always been in my corner, and I appreciate the fact. I hope everybody had a great Easter. I know Passover is at the end of this week, and let's all have a great summer, and I think people are going to like Access TV, Real Money, Sunday nights at 9:30 on East Coast.
Eddie Money, you're the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Great interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.